it's been a year of living through the COVID-19 pandemic in Indiana. Throughout it, many frontline workers confronted personal fears to keep schools and businesses running. Melissa Rose from Valparaiso, Indiana, was one of them, working both as a bus driver and as a personal shopper for the grocery delivery app Instacart. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks worked with Melissa to produce this story.
My day usually starts very early. I'm up at 4 a.m. and I'm out of the house by 6 every morning. Get on my school bus. Sometimes that drive to school, especially in the wintertime, can be tricky at best. When we did go back to school in August, I was petrified. I'm expected to go be locked in a box with 40 kids. Crazy, right? But, knock wood, it has been okay for me so far. But the anxiety, oh boy, oh boy. Of course, I try and make a point of always having a smile, although now it's masked. But there's a smile in my voice. Good morning. Oh, I love your new hair. Oh, I love your coat. Whatever it is, that little bit of time that I get to be a bright spot totally can change my whole day too. Sounds bad no matter how I say it, but you know, I used to love to see my kids every day. After summer break, I'd be like, yeah, I get to see, you know. But now I'm kind of scared of the kids. I'm anxious around them. I'm afraid of getting sick. That's it. I'm afraid of getting sick. On a typical day, I'm off the bus at 9 a.m. and I usually try and do at least 3, maybe 4 hours of Instacarting.
Morning.
People don't understand a lot about how the gig economy works. It's just somebody on the other end of an app and my food shows up. That's just not the case. You know, a lot of work goes into it. We're kind of like the unsung hero. I remember, you know, everybody was, oh, grocery store workers, they're right there at the front line. And meanwhile, Instacart shoppers were just furiously combing the aisles in the background, getting it done. But I would never want to take away from cashiers and stockers and everybody else. We're all in it together. They have hired thousands and thousands and thousands of new shoppers. Completely out of control hiring. If you sign somebody on and they do a certain amount of batches, they're going to pay you $725. People go nuts for that. But every time you sign up another shopper, you're throwing another piranha in the tank. There's somebody else now that you have to fight against to get what few orders there are. It's taken everything away from the old shoppers, and it's hard now to earn. It really is. It's hard to earn money now. I am optimistic. I have to be optimistic. Pessimism and I don't get along real well. You know, we've had a bad turn. My husband recently lost his job of many, many years on top of everything else. But I've also learned to look at the bright side, which I never used to really do. I used to just, if it was bad, it was all gonna be bad until it wasn't. And I hope it sticks around. I hope I stay this person. I hope I can remain the person that can roll with the punches. I'm gonna be okay at home with my husband, being quiet, being still. We're gonna make it. Somehow, we're gonna make it through this.